بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما. من الآيات التي سبقت في الدسكشن about the munafiqin and for this purpose all other gunas, it's clear the ulama have made that there are two types of gunas which a person, if he goes with them by Allah, he will never be forgiven: kufr and shirk. The nifaq is also part of that. If a person dies on kufr and on shirk, then those are gunas which Allah Ta'ala will never forgive. However, ulama have made it clear and clear it is from the Quran and Hadith that in one's lifetime before war, a person makes tawbah of the worst gunah. A person who is a kafir for 100 years, but he makes tawbah and brings iman, then he will go to Jannah. In the same way, shirk also. A person who was a mushrik, he associates the kafir with a person who does not believe in Allah, who we call an atheist. And shirk is a person who believes in Allah, but he associates partners with Allah Ta'ala. That through the partners, idols, whatever, that is the means to get through to Allah Ta'ala. A person who dies with that also, he also won't be forgiven. But no matter how great a person's gunas can be, it comes in the hadith, it can reach the height of the highest mountain, all the forms of the water. But a person makes tawbah, Allah forgives them. And this is the fairness and the mercy and the kindness and the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And yet, towards the end of the Surah, Allah mentions this ayat that even for the munafiqeen, for whom there is the worst punishment in Jannah, Allah says, but however, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعَبُوا مَذَا جِنُونَ تَعَبَاتِ. A person before the Sakarat overtakes him, the clear signs of God come on him. A person who makes tawbah before that, وَأَصْلَحُ or نِسْلَحْكِ, and he has corrected himself. He changed himself, he was on the wrong path, he made islah of himself. وَأَقَسَمُ بِاللَّهِ or مَسْبُورِ شَكْرَ اللَّهُ, and he held on to Allah firmly. That is, as Allah is one Allah, and with nobody else his association is not only with Allah Ta'ala. وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ or خَالِصْ بُكَمْبَرْدَارْ وَيَا اللَّهِ كَيْهِ, and he became a sincere follower of Allah. His whole way of life was according to what Allah Ta'ala had granted or commanded. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so woe hai iman walon ke saath. So these are those people who will be with the believers, those sincere true believers who never made shirk, who never made kufr. Their position will be by Allah very high, and whoever makes tawbah will also be with those people. Our Shaykh quotes from Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, who says that nuzzil al-muqtadeen, the sinners will be raised ma'al muqarrabeen, with the very close servants of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala on tawbah gives what Allah gives on taqwa. A person who lives with taqwa, doesn't commit sins, etc., he will get what a high position. On tawbah also that position is attained. A person makes sincere tawbah. So the great need is that we make tawbah of all our gunas, other gunas also. If we make gunah, whatever gunah we might have committed, in whichever way, we ask sincerely Allah Ta'ala to make us ma'af, Allah Ta'ala makes ma'af all those gunahs. So we should make tawbah sincerely, and we should beg Allah Ta'ala for His forgiveness. And we are weak, we cannot even comprehend exactly where we must be falling to nifaq, or where we fall into shirk. We place trust, for example, in our earnings, our shops, our jobs, that they are the cause of our sustenance. There, from there we get money. Or with our food that we eat, or the sleep that we get, or the medicine that we take, we trust the medicine. where there's pressure of the only Ananda Kala, by all means use all people's power, the shop, the food, the clothes, everything, medicine, but don't believe that death can give us Shifa. Believe only Shifa is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and these are mere means, and Allah Ta'ala uses the means as He wishes. And for those people who made this dua, for them is a very great reward. It is narrated of Behlul, who was a Masood, a person who we would regard as a mad person, but really these are those who are madly in love with Allah in the Akhirah. One time in the city center of Baghdad, he was wailing and moaning. So people asked him, what's wrong? Why are you behaving like that? He's saying, I'm trying to broker a peace deal between Allah and the creation, and I'm not getting it right. They asked why. He said, Allah said, I'm prepared for a peace deal. Just make tawbah. That's my only condition. Make tawbah, correct your life, and I will give up. So from my side, no punishment, forgiveness from my side. But the people refuse to make tawbah. They want to change their lives. What tawbah really means is not just tawbah is the part of the word, but changing one's life. Coming in conformity with the commands of Allah Ta'ala. This the people are not prepared to do. The next day, they found him wailing and mourning in the Qabristan. They asked him, what's wrong today again? He said, I'm again trying to broker peace deal between Allah and the creation. But now Allah and the creation are prepared to change their lives now. After they have died and they see the life of the Akhirah, the punishment, now they are prepared to live a proper life. And in fully according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala says, now the doors of Tawbah have been closed. So till more doesn't come to a person, Sakharah, a person has got chance to make Tawbah. And we should make daily Tawbah. We should daily refresh our Iman as we are commanded to do in the Hadith. That jaddidu imanakum. Refresh, make new your Iman. Always renew this agreement that we have made with Allah Ta'ala. So all this should be done, and Allah is given. In fact, it has been said that Allah's clemency, His mercy, His forgiveness is so great. If we just think for a while, a real fact that when Allah sees a banda committing guna, whenever, wherever we are, and how many gunas we were involved in, we are involved in, Allah sees us from the guna, but He doesn't take us to task immediately. He doesn't give us an illness like paralysis or any other illness. He doesn't close our rosy, stop our rosy that you are disobeying me, so I'm not giving you rosy anymore. He still, in fact, gives us promise of His name. And one big name He gives us respite till more. Till then you got chance to make tawbah. And so when Allah is so merciful, when we are committing guna, then when we are in the obedience of Allah, how merciful won't we Allah? How much if we are making Him happy, we are trying our best to make Him happy, how pleased won't Allah Ta'ala be? So really this is an ayat encouraging us to make tawbah is the path. The munafiqeen also, and all of us, from all our guna, we should be making regularly tawbah is the path. So that inshallah, when we go to Allah, we go with a clean slate. With tawbah, it is like you are given a fresh namah amal with no gunas written on it, free of all gunas. Only all the good deeds are written there. May Allah give us all topic, understand, and let us become abiding Muslims by the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah.